2NURFM 103.7. Joining us this morning to talk about the Richmond Vale Rail Trail is the director of the Tom Farrell Institute, and great to have him with us, Professor Tim Roberts. Good morning, Tim. Let's have a look generally at Richmond Vale Railway. What sort of role has that played in the Newcastle and Hunter landscape up to this point?
Morning, Mark. Richmond Vale Rail Trail was the scene of the last steam-driven coal train going across Hexham Swamps in the 80s. It's been there for hundreds of years. It has carried huge amounts of coal from out west around Currycurry through three tunnels across past Minmay up to Hexham, and there the coal was shipped onto small boats, which then took it overseas, coal being a huge export from...
On the 27th at 9 a.m, there is a chance to have a look at the Richmond Vale Rail Trail. Can you tell us what we can expect on that day?
Yes, we're running a conference. We were fortunate enough to be funded by the Donaldson Conservation Trust to help us produce a book about the Richmond Vale Rail Trail, as well as to run a conference. So there'll be a conference on the 27th from 9 till 4. We'll be dealing with a whole lot of issues that all come together, we think, in a holistic way to support this ecotourism development for the Hunter. If you think rail trails, you think the Fernley Track, and the Fernley Track's been fantastic. And we see there's 32 kilometres of walking, cycling trail being equally fantastic to draw tourists to the region, to allow people to look at the ecology, to also just to promote the local region.
And I guess at the moment there is a lot of support for this trail to be utilised in such a fashion?
Well, what's happened is that the three councils, Cessnock, Lake Macquarie and Newcastle, which is where the old railway line runs, and those three LGAs have got together. They've funded a feasibility study, and Mike Halliburton, who did the feasibility study, will be talking at the conference. Feasibility study was very positive, so then the council went ahead to look for the funds to do a full development and environmental assessment, and that's being done. I think it was in the order of $400,000-$500,000, and again, supported by the Donaldson Conservation Trust, helping the City Council to get this underway to the next stage.
Which is very, very exciting that we can all be a part of that living history right here in the Hunter. Another thing that's happening at the moment is also the 20th anniversary of the Pathways to Sustainability at the moment. So can you take us through, Tim's, how that has been very active in the Hunter over the last two decades?
Yes, certainly. Way back in 1992, there was the Rio Earth Summit, and people started all around the world to think there's too much pollution, there are all sorts of problems. We as a world have to get together and do something about it. And Newcastle Council took the lead, and it ran this Pathways to Sustainability conference. There were some 30 different countries represented who were speaking at this five-day conference. It was fantastic. So we're going to, in the first paper by Mike Moritz at I think around about 9 o'clock on the 27th, Mike's going to talk about the outcomes of that conference. For me, there was the Newcastle Declaration, where signatures were put to affirming that we're all going to make bigger efforts, but also there was that climate cam that used to sit in Wheeler Place and
right across the civic theatre. There it was.
The STARS system that went throughout the schools. There was a lot of really, really good sustainability initiatives that came out of that conference.
Well, it's all going to be happening on the 27th, 9 o'clock at the University of Newcastle. Yes, the Pathways to Sustainable Tourism, and of course finishing up with the Towards the Richmond Vale Rail Trail. It really, really does look like a full program on the day. Tim, thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning. And I must say, the book that's out at the moment on the Richmond Vale Rail Trail, that looks pretty exciting also.
Could I just add at the end, Mark, and thank you very much for having me on, this conference is free and the book launch at 4:20 in the afternoon is also free.
It will be a big day. Thank you, Professor Tim Roberts, joining us this morning, Director of the Tom Farrell Institute, talking, among other things, the Richmond Vale Rail Trail, right here at 2NURFM 103.7.